From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. The Dallas County Commissioner's Court approved a resolution Tuesday calling for higher state air quality standards for North Texas. The resolution says the Environmental Protection Agency should reject a state plan. It's an effort to put pressure on Austin to do more to limit ozone. The American Lung Association recently gave Dallas-Fort Worth a failing grade for ozone pollution. Still, this resolution won't change anything on its own, but public health and environmental groups hope Dallas County will be the first of many local governments in North Texas to call for a more aggressive air pollution plan. Robert Haley heads the epidemiology department at UT Southwestern Medical School. He told county commissioners that bad air carries a massive human cost.
There are literally scores of people dying as a result of this pollution. And that's not made up. That's real. Now, if a terrorist were to kill 70 or 100 people in North Texas tomorrow, there would be an outcry, there would be a panic. And here we have 70 to 100 people dying every year as a result of this.
Advocates say the state needs to do more to limit ozone-producing emissions from coal-fired power plants and natural gas facilities. In Washington, North Texas congressional representatives Eddie Bernice Johnson and Mark Vesey wrote a letter asking the EPA to impose a stricter standard if Texas does not negotiate in good faith. Commissioners approved the Dallas County resolution by a 3-2 vote. John Wiley Price was one of the two no votes, saying the move was premature since the state plan hasn't been submitted yet. It's expected to be finalized by July. Judge Clay Jenkins, a yes vote, said that means it's early enough to find a solution.
It would far be better for us to all work together to create our own Texas plan, rather than to turn in the plan that we deem to be inadequate, only to have it rejected by the federal government and have them come up with a plan.
The agency charged with drafting the state's air pollution plan, the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, challenged the science behind the resolution and said that the current draft of the plan meets federal standards. In a written statement, it said stricter ozone standards aren't expected to produce significant health improvements and called the link between ozone and premature death tenuous at best. The state agency also pointed to progress in Dallas-Fort Worth air quality over the last 25 years. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.